Checking in on summer baseball in Wisconsin here on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Five Wisconsin teams return to the plate this week for collegiate-level baseball in the Northwoods League, but teams in Madison, Beloit, and elsewhere have canceled their seasons. How are you feeling about the return of sports amid the pandemic? Are you going to any games? Are you an athlete or coach? How are you staying safe? We're at 800-642-1234. Bern Stenman is president of Big Top Sports and Entertainment and co-owner of the Green Bay Booyah and the Kenosha Kingfish. Vern, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So for the teams headed back to the field this week, how are they looking at safety?
Well, we've been working really closely with the public health department in each of the communities that we have teams that we run. And that's been our focus, has been safety and figuring out kind of innovative ways to create a safe experience for our fans to enjoy coming out to baseball games.
Yeah, what does that safety look like? How do you ensure social distancing? I mean, this is not a sport that really lends itself to social distancing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, basically what we're doing is we're operating with kind of reduced capacity seating maps. And so we're opening up for sale about 25% of our seating throughout the stadiums. And so we actually, our team in Green Bay, the Green Bay Booyah, started their season up on Wednesday night and played their first game. And a full sellout crowd there is probably close to 4,000 people in that stadium. And on Wednesday night, we had about 800 people in the stadium. Every other row was closed, and no groups from different households were seated closer than about 6 feet from each other throughout the stadium. We had extensive sanitation guidelines in place. We closed the bathroom, I think, every 30 minutes to go in and do a complete sanitization of the bathroom. We were cleaning handrails throughout the game and things like that. We had, of course, stickers on the floor for keeping lines and queuing for concessions and restrooms and things like that distanced out. And the response so far has been really positive, you know, on social media, of course, where everyone goes to kind of give their feelings about things. People said the kinds of things we were hoping to see. They said they felt safe. They said they were impressed with how our staff operated and handled, the safety concerns that people have right now.
I mean, you listed off a lot of measures in the setup and carry out of these games. It's a lot of logistics, I would imagine, to juggle.
Certainly, yeah. And it's hard, of course. We're small businesses, right? And it's expensive and things like that to go out and do this. But we understood that risk when we started, and we wanted to try to bring baseball back to these communities. I think that's an important thing that we provide is fun for these communities that we operate in the summertime. And I think everyone needs a little bit of that type of escape right now. And if there's a safe way to do it, these different communities, we wanted to try to pursue that.
Are the players tested on a regular basis, or how does testing work?
Players were all tested when they came into town. And we quarantined them until we got the results before they went to go stay with their host families for the summer.
We're talking about the return of Northwoods League Baseball with Vern Stenman from Big Top Sports and Entertainment. Do you live in Fond du Lac, Green Bay, La Crosse, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids? What do you think about the return of baseball in your town? Will you go to a game this summer? Join in at 800-642-1234. So, Vern, Kenosha now has two teams in the league that will play each other 26 times starting July 15th. How is that going to work out?
Well, you know, first of all, I really applaud the Northwoods League for taking a pretty innovative approach for how these teams can play and really being open to a lot of different things. And so basically, as we were working through with the different health departments and the communities we work in, everyone looked at it differently and had a different kind of timeline, and they were in different phases at different points and had different local issues that they had to prioritize, of course. And so Green Bay was ready to go on July 1st, this past Wednesday. Kenosha felt like July 15th was going to be the right time for their community. And because of that, what we did is ended up putting a second kind of a new startup Northwoods League team in Kenosha. We rebranded or created a new brand, I guess. We're going to call them the K-Town Bobbers. Our team in Kenosha is the Kingfish right now. And so it's kind of a fun little interplay back and forth. And in Madison, our team is not going to be allowed to return to play. So we actually took our coaches and some of our players from our Madison roster and added them in with some new players going to Kenosha this year to create the K-Town Bobbers roster. They'll play every Wednesday or Thursday through Sunday at Historic Simmons Field in Kenosha, and they'll just play each other.
I'm surprised the name didn't for the startup didn't reflect the pandemic in any way.
We did a name the team contest, and we certainly had some fun submittals. But you know, again, like I think we've always looked at ourselves as an escape from those types of things, be it politics, be it you know, whatever isn't fun in your life right now. You know, like, we don't want to bring that into the ballpark if we can help it. And you know, we always kind of called ourselves a nine-inning vacation, and I think we wanted to kind of stay away from that as much as we could.
Remind us where these players come from.
They're summer collegiate baseball players, so they're the best amateur players in the entire country. Our teams will have players from, you know, the University of Florida to UCLA to, you know, even state schools here in Wisconsin, like I'm trying to think of, you know, UW Oshkosh and places like that will have players on the roster as well. The league has expanded the rosters as well. Since these guys haven't played baseball in about 4 months, taking a little bit longer for them to kind of get back into playing shape, and we'll actually carry 35 guys on our roster this year.
And you say they stay with the host family. How does that work?
Yes, it's another really cool way that our teams have been able to integrate with these communities really closely, is that when they come into town, they, you know, they're 19 to 21, 22 years old. They're all they all still have eligibility to play college baseball, so they're all still attending school. And so they live in a family in our community. The family gets free season tickets for taking care of our players for the summer, and they really become a nice, you know, connection, I suppose, between our team and the community, and they become some of our biggest fans.
So as these initial games play out, and let's say they go pretty smoothly, do you have any intention of expanding the summer, adding more teams?
Certainly not more teams.
Okay.
You know, I think that we'll continue to work with the public health departments in these communities and see what happens, you know, and if they think we can increase our capacity in the future, we might. You know, what I've seen so far, I attended the game in Wisconsin Rapids last night as well, where they had about 650 people in their stadium. It felt about right. You know, I think we're at a good spot right now with where we're looking at things and how people are spaced out. And I think we'll want to wait a couple weeks at least to see what's next and what the right thing to do is, and follow the guidance of our public health officials.
How many masks did you see last night at the game?
Oh, boy, I couldn't say an exact number. And, again, I think you're going to see every county is going to be very different. I think Wood County, where Wisconsin Rapids is, only has 44 cases or something like that. So I think you're going to see in different places people are going to wear masks reflective of how big the situation in their community is.
Really quickly on the issue of soccer here, Big Top Sports and Entertainment also runs a soccer team in the USL League One. How has that season been?
Yeah, we're still working through the details there. That league, that season is still has not started. They're working towards a mid to late July launch of that season. But nothing's really quite finalized yet as we look at the plans.
Are there any, I mean, is it more difficult to figure this out for soccer or baseball?
Well, I think the health departments have classified baseball and soccer as medium risk sports. So they're kind of looked at through the same lens from a public health perspective. So I think that, you know, and they've also looked at the mass gathering around it through the same lens. So they've been kind of handled similarly to this point.
Well, Vern, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Vern Stenman, president of Big Top Sports and Entertainment, talking about the return of Northwoods League baseball to Wisconsin. Just ahead, it's another edition of our Explorers Club. We have members of the group Andrew and Polly, who love to write silly songs, give us earworms. Kids, do you love to sing or dance? Tell us about the song you can't get out of your head. Parents, lend a hand as usual, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.